The real secret to a happy workforce. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. You're familiar with this idea of companies having chief happiness officers. It's the latest effort to keep employees happy post-COVID. And it's good that companies want to show their appreciation, even though it sometimes comes across as forced fun. But when employees get asked, how can we make you feel appreciated? They will say, well, you know, donuts are great, but a little more money would be nice, too. Unfortunately, more money is probably not going to happen when we're in this fight against inflation, because stopping inflation requires increasing productivity. But what if sharing the wealth does increase productivity? Take a look at today's story about the private equity firm KKR, Kohlberg, Kravis, and Roberts. Their business is to buy up companies, make them profitable, and sell them off. Usually, when you hear about deals like that, the investors get rich and the people who actually make and ship the product get squat. But back in 2011, KKR started a new policy so that when it bought a company, employees would get stock ownership. A stock ownership plan is a free benefit. And not just management. It would include the hourly employees who actually do the physical work. They got shares of stock at no cost to them. One of the companies KKR bought was CHI Overhead Doors, which sells garage doors. Not a glamorous product, but as it turns out, a very profitable product. According to the Chicago Tribune, KKR paid $600 million for this company in 2015, and this week sold it for $3 billion. And because of the stock plan, about 630 employees are going to get checks averaging $180,000 each. And some of the company's senior truck drivers, who are the highest paid hourly workers, will see checks in the area of $800,000. But what's important here is that the motivation to do this wasn't just about being nice. It was to make more money. KKR execs believe the incentive of giving employees stock made them more engaged, stable, less likely to quit, which, as it turns out, results in extremely good overhead doors that bring in a lot of money. I hesitate to say that greed is good, but if companies can get richer by giving employees a cut of their success, that sounds good to me.